What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The fan, Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
I'm going to give it to the Notre Dame fan. How to be a Notre Dame fan, driving the golf cart right after the national championship game. If you haven't seen this, it is worth a look, because it even had me laughing out loud at 5:30 in the morning. This is a lady they assigned to drive the golf cart. It's got Ryan Dane and Will Howard. Now, they're in the Mercedes-Benz tunnel. They win a national championship. It's sitting still. It's a golf cart. They're all in. Everybody here? Everybody good? Yeah. She steps on the accelerator and drives right into the wall in front of her. And it wasn't a low-speed hit, because if you look at it, they got kind of jarred out of their seats.
And she's kind of giggling. And I don't know if everybody else was laughing.
No, and then they got up and just left the, they got out of the golf cart and walked wherever the hell they were going, I guess the press conference or whatever. But it was really pretty funny. I don't know how you do that. Has she never driven a golf cart before? I'm assuming if she was driving it here, she must be, you know, that must be her job or one of her jobs to take people around in a golf cart. She steps in the accelerator, hits the wall. It's like, okay.
How does that happen?
How does that happen? And of course, it's all captured on video, like everything else in this day and age.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
I guess it'll go to me and the NBA. So I talked about this last week. I was off last Thursday. My dad gifted a car to me to give to my son, which I'm not going to. I've never had a car gifted to me in my life. And if anybody else has, maybe you'll learn a little something about my process. There was an oil leak in the car, so I had to get that fixed. So I got it done on Friday. My whole goal was to go to the NBA. Didn't realize the one in Paring Parkway had been shut down, which I hadn't been to the NBA in forever. It doesn't exist anymore. Unless I missed it. I drove through that damn parking lot. So eventually I go to the NBA in Glen Burnie near me. I walk in. I wait in this long-ass line. About an hour later, I get to the front of the line. Oh, you're in the wrong building, sir. You got to be in Building B. So I walk over to Building B, a line twice as long as the one I was just in. What happens when you get to the end of that one? Sir, you didn't make an appointment. You got to go home and make an appointment. Why can't I make an appointment here? I'm here, and I've just waited a couple of... You got to go home and make an appointment. Okay, I go home, get on the NBA app or NBA site. You got to create an account, sir. We need this. We need this. We need this. We need this. Why do you need that? I don't know. Well, you can't fill out and get an appointment without any of that. So the long and short of it is I finally get online. I finally get everything filled out. And I send them an email saying, I don't know where I find a link to schedule an appointment for a gifted car. So they send me a link back with the gifted car information, except how to schedule an appointment for it. So I had to write them another email, which they sent it back. So now I have everything scheduled for Wednesday. And why am I giving myself the shovel? Because immediately after going through all of this nonsense this weekend, somebody goes, hey, have you tried 12-minute tag and title or this tag and title place? And yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Yes. I didn't know anything about it.
Got one right around the corner from my house.
I want to do this as a public service announcement, because it's probably what I'm getting done today instead of waiting for that stupid-ass appointment tomorrow. Yeah. Pay a little extra and get them to deal with all the grief. And get it done. Yep. So that's where I'll be going today or tomorrow, depending on if I have time.
It's about the one on Waltham? Near Paring Parkway?
In Paring Parkway, yeah.
This says open until 3:30.
Where is it?
It's 8966 Waltham Woods Road in Parkville, which is, right off of Paring Parkway.
Can someone correct me if I'm wrong? Because I drove through that damn parking lot and did not see anything.
I'm looking at online right now. It says open. Closes 4:30 p.m.
I think, yeah, it took me about 3 years. I had to listen to you over and over. I just said you wanted to go to the NBA.
The NBA?
Yeah.
Like I thought this was like some basketball? Kind of
childhood. Yes, I swear to you.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me.
I thought it was like some childhood dream you're recounting here. I want to go to the NBA. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you did.
Do you say MBA or DMV? What do you say?
I say DMV because that's what it was in New York, but
they don't call it DMV here because that's...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know, Ed.
Hey, I do know. That's why I say MBA.
Earlier, we played some Sal from Justice Hill. Could you play that again for me, Joe?
Yeah, man, Todd, man, he's been a great OC, putting guys in great situations and great positions to make plays, and he's really been fun to be a part of. So if he gets a head coaching job, that's what coaches dream of, you know, just like players want to have high accolades and make Pro Bowls and be Hall of Famers. Coaches want to be head coaches one day, and so if he gets the opportunity, I'm going to be happy for him.
Thank you, Justice. I'll give the shovel to the people who don't understand that. I'm so sick of people saying, why are they always picking from our OCs and our DCs? These guys signed contracts. They should have to honor their contract. In what world do you live where someone's going to offer you the job of a lifetime and you want your current employer to be able to hold you back from taking that job? What world is that? Because if coordinators couldn't take head coaching jobs when they're offered, you probably have a lot of guys who wouldn't be coordinators on this level. Probably stay in college where they could jump ship. I think it's the most selfish thing. People are actually upset with teams from picking from their coordinators. I don't get it. Or picking from their position coaches to make them coordinators elsewhere. It's a promotion. How do you not want these guys to take promotions and jobs, opportunities of a lifetime?
I think it's fans just being selfish. I mean, you don't want your guys to go.
That's exactly what it is. Selfish.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it,
I do think it's absolutely wrong.
Because that's what fans are. They're fanatical.
That's just dumb, man. I actually got into a conversation last night. Well, I said, I don't care. Well, it still shouldn't be. I said, I don't care. The guy, he's offered a promotion, which means a higher position and more money. Yeah. What are you not understanding?
I mean, like, would you not do that yourself?
At some point, you know, step back from your fandom and understand this is a human being.
Yes.
This is an opportunity of a lifetime, and you are actually sitting here upset because he took an opportunity of a lifetime because it doesn't help your team out. I'm sorry. I don't live on that planet, man. I don't. I'm happy that I don't. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, Tony Taters lands a job in Toronto. Sad to see him go to a divisional rival. Do the Birds have the personnel to replace him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coming up on 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Anthony Santander put up a career numbers last year for the Baltimore Orioles. Not only that, he was the, in my opinion, I should tell you guys this all the time, the leader in that clubhouse.
Yeah.
There were a lot of leaders, but he was the guy. And what did he do? He batted 235, 44 home runs, 102 RBI, first 40 home run and first 100 RBI season of his career. His on-base percentage, .308, slugging .506, and OPS was his highest since the shortened pandemic season, highest full season OPS. It was .814. So my question to you, Ed, are you sad to see him go to a divisional rival?
100%. Yes. I mean, I knew, I thought he was going to go, just like everybody else. So I didn't think he was staying. But yeah, I'm sad to see him go to a division rival. I don't want to see him, you know, a bunch this year playing for Toronto. Well, they're probably going to suck. But yeah. And look, he's a popular guy. He's popular with the fan base, popular with the teammates. It's hard to see those guys go. And I know his numbers weren't great. He had great home run numbers. But his on-base percentage was low. His batting average was low. But I like the guy. I really do.
I like him, too. I'm sad to see him go to divisional rival, Jeremy, because I got to see him so much. You know, more than any other team. If he was any other team.
It doesn't bother me. I don't like when players I've rooted for go to the Yankees or Red Sox because those are two very unlikable teams. And I'm sure people out west would sit here and go, ugh, I hate the Dodgers. I hate that, you know, we're all going to end up hating them. But I don't have a problem. I'm just sad for him that he went to Toronto because...
Sad for him.
Yeah. Again, he got the contract he wanted, mm-hmm. but honestly, like, you have to... Somebody just posted their lineup, and their last four hitters who have been in their lineup for a while, you're going, who are these guys? And not even top-level prospects. They did trade for Jimenez from the Cleveland Guardians. He's a good defensive second baseman. He'll help that infield. But it just makes me wonder, like, where's your offense coming from? Because you're putting a lot of pressure on Springer to stay healthy.
Yep, which doesn't happen often.
Bichette, who got hurt last year, who I think is really good.
I love Bichette.
And Vlad Guerrero, who's amazing, but he's going to walk in the offseason. I think Vlad walks next year.
You don't think Tony Tatis keeps him there?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. I mean, I just...
Vlad's his own man.
I think Vlad's looking at it going, yeah, I want to get paid, but I also want to go somewhere where I can win. I'm tired of this nonsense. And that's
he don't have a part time getting paid and winning.
Mm-mm.
Hey, question. Is he paying Canadian tax now on his income?
Is it higher?
Much higher.
Yeah. He has to.
Much higher. They pay between the state and provincial taxes in Canada. So you take Ontario and the whole federal tax. He'll be paying well over 50%.
Yeah, his magazines are more expensive too now.
What?
When you buy a magazine in Canada, it costs more than when you buy it here in the U.S.
Oh, yes. That's true.
What show was it? Was it Kramer that went? What show went to somebody drove to Canada and they were buying magazines and trying to sell them or sell magazines from here up there?
I don't remember.
All right, whatever. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill Joe in a second. What is it, Joe? How do you pronounce his last name?
Baseball references, it's Jimenez.
See, and we went over, I told you, Jimenez, there's all the, they change it left and right. It gets Americanized. I don't know which one it is. It's Andre. He and I fought over the Jimenez.
Damn.
Rough.
I forgot what I was saying now.
Yeah, it's a good show then.
Yeah, I don't know what I was about to...
But you were talking about...
We heard that Detroit was going after him. I would have much rather, for his sake, land in Detroit.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
But maybe they didn't have the money. Maybe they weren't coming up with the same type of money.
That's a team coming back.
Yeah.
Look, I don't feel bad at all for Anthony Santander getting a good contract.
Santander,
which he did get. I'm just sad that it's with the Blue Jays because I think...
Especially now I'm finding out 50% of it's going to get jacked.
Yeah.
And he got the jock tax. He has to pay tax on every state he plays in.
Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Oh. Tim Hortons. I was looking for Tim Hortons when I was up there. Didn't see one.
Really?
Nope. Didn't see one. Not saying it wasn't there. Maybe it was like the MVA. It was there. I just didn't see it.
Shut up, Rob. I'm driving back there today because somebody's like, it's right there. And I said, there was no sign when I... Maybe I'm an idiot. Whatever. Frustrating as hell.
Dude,
add another trip just to make sure I'm not stupid.
The Orioles had the personnel to replace him.
Yeah. I mean, look, everything's... Tyler O'Neill is, to me, his replacement. And then you mix in, when you talk about the platoon shift and what you're going to have with some of these guys, you can work in your lefty against lefty, righties against righties. You can mix all that up, put guys at DH, play that game with that. I still think another trade has to come. It's not like they're not forced to make a trade. I just think it's silly not going and getting something you need when you have a plethora. You like that one?
Yeah.
I learned that from Three Amigos. A plethora of players that are very, very similar that play the same position.
Yeah. I think you made a point earlier that was spot on, in my opinion. Why pay that much money for someone where you feel like you have that someone in the organization for a lot cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so hell-bent on spending money?
It has to be now.
Well, you want to spend money where you already have that. You know what I mean? That's like, your wife cooks the best steaks ever, and you got them at home, but you just got to go out to have a... You know what I mean? That doesn't make sense to me.
I do it all the time. My wife preps food and cooks and makes all this great food and puts it in the fridge, and my ass door dashes. She's like, why aren't you eating the food I made? I was like, well, I kind of wanted something else. But what? It's perfectly good. That food tastes delicious. Right. I know it does. But I wanted something else. And I think the thing now with fans is they want it right now.
But I think they have it right now. You just been in the postseason twice.
But you just lost two players that people considered, great with Santander and, of course, Corbin Burns, which people feel like they haven't replaced them. When Corbin Burns, they haven't replaced. I mean, again, we don't know what the Japanese pitcher is going to look like coming in. We only have one in our rotation.
He's not going to look like Corbin Burns. We know that.
But we only got one, and the Dodgers got three Japanese pitchers in their starting rotation, which is so interesting to me. Like, they're going with the imports, just bringing everyone. We're paying everyone. We'll see if you can play.
Used to be Latin American. Now it's Asian.
Yeah, man. Market's opened up. But yeah, they haven't replaced him. But you also look at what they've done and the guys they brought in. Charlie Morton and going out and getting an import, that's not replacing Corbin Burns.
It's not.
But are they bridging the gap until Kyle Bradish is healthy and he gets here? And could Kyle Bradish be the guy that essentially replaces Corbin Burns? And then your rotation's a little bit deeper because now you have six men that you could, you know what I mean? Like, there are things to like, but your everyday fan is not going to like it because you didn't go out and throw a bunch of money at something to make our team better right now.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles right now, Ed, are they a better team or worse than they were when they lost to the Royals in the playoffs?
Right now, worse.
Okay. Yeah. Jeremy? The only options I'm giving you, only choices.
I'll say worse because it's hard to make a case that they're better. But here's the other thing. Felix Bautista's back now, okay? What people will tell you is, like, you could have had Felix Bautista and Corbin Burns. And that's true. But that money's going to go somewhere else. They're going to allot it to something else at some point. And I don't think it's fair to sit here and say ownership's not spending money. They spent a ton of money in the offseason. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't where you wanted it. You wanted that one player that you can hang your hat on and say, yeah, look at who we got, when they kind of filled out the rest of the roster. Maybe another bullpen arm. But I do think a trade's coming, whether it's for a starting pitcher or even for other prospects.
I'm going to say worse only because of the unknown. But I think it has it's more of a chance for it to be better than to be worse when it's all said and done. Because we keep talking about the players that you don't know who will get better. We keep forgetting that Gunnar Henderson's going to get better. Westberg's going to get better. Kowser's going to get better. These young guys who have experience also get better. So I think right now, because of the unknown, you'll say worse. And I agree with you, too, because we're all going on the unknown. But I think when it's all said and done, they get better. 410.
The other thing I was going to bring up, like, when you talk about how the Orioles fared against the AL East, I mean, they were beating all their asses.
And last 2 years.
And then people would come to me and said, well, the Yankees got better. Did they? I mean, does losing Juan Soto and purchasing a bunch of older players, does that make up for what they lost?
The reliever from the Brewers makes them better than the bullpen.
Devin Williams? As long as he doesn't punch a wall. Yeah. Their bullpen's always been good. But what I'm saying is, when you looked at their lineup, Soto and Judge carried them for a long time last year.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah,
now one of them's gone. And then people are talking about Judge performing in the postseason and all this. Like, this guy's a phenomenal player. We just hate him because he's not on our team. But when you look at the other teams in the division, people go, the Red Sox got better. Yeah, they're kicking the tires on Walker Buehler and they traded for Garrett Crochet. But are they wholesale? They lost some pieces as well. But are they better? Are they so much better that you're worried about them?
They're better than they were, but are they better than the Orioles?
No.
That's the real question.
And that's the same thing I said with this division. Like, I still think the Orioles are winning this division this year. They're built for the regular season.
Joe LaCroix on Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Yeah, been on a little bit of a heater, I guess I could say. Three out of the past 4 days. Went 7-1 on Friday, 8-2 on Saturday. Sunday was not a great day, as I kind of split in my top plays, and depending on where you got lines, it may have helped you. And yesterday, I cleaned the damn board. Hit everything except one game. A damn hockey game got me. Almost went 5-0 in my top plays. I'll tell you where the plays are today. Lots of college basketball I like. I'll get them out next here on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Out of the gun, Howard, a Notre Dame blitz, a deep throw, near side, Jeremiah Smith has it inside the 30 and taken down by Christian Gray at the 9-yard line.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Told you it was a top play for me. My favorite play yesterday was Ohio State. Talked about it being a lock, or at least on that level for me as a play. And when I give that out during the NFL season, interesting weekend for me, as I talked about. Killed it. I keep having that one game in my top five, and I'm going, God, how did that happen? Last night it was the NHL, the LA Kings. I had the under in that game against Pitt at 5.5. They won 5-1. So I missed being perfect yesterday and going 9-0 by a singular goal in the NHL, and it was the last game that went off last night. So it's like you're 8-0, and you're going to bed, and you're like, hey, I hope I wake up to a 9-0. Yeah, no bueno. But, again, been so hot on Saturday.
Empty netter? Any chance?
It was like 6 minutes left, so I don't think it was an empty netter.
They may have.
Really?
You're trailing by 4-1 already. They can pull them early.
Yeah, it's somebody, one of my subscribers sent me a message saying, hey, man, don't sweat that one. Like, you've been hitting on the NHL games, but, like, again, it's a frustrating loss, especially when you swept the rest of the board. And what did I have yesterday? I'll tell you, New Mexico, they rolled. Ohio State, we talked about. Over in William & Mary, went over the total by, I think, like 15 points. Under in the Pitt LA, I lost it. Knicks -6.5 against the Hawks. They won by 8 or 9 or 10, something like that. But they covered. My leans were Penn State, the under in the Celtics game, the Islanders, and the over in Brown Cornell.
Got to cover, right?
All of those games. Yeah, good. Hey, you know it. Good coaches win. Great coaches cover. Now, where are we going today? So let's run through this. Again, that was courtesy of ESPN Radio. I love their broadcasters, radio and television. I think they do a phenomenal job, and getting a chance to watch that last night was really, really cool. Just a shame for us that a lot of fans that football's over. So big-time focus on basketball. The NBA tonight, I got two plays. It's a light night, and all the games suck. All of them. Portland-Miami, I'm taking the over there at 221.5. And Orlando, who plays at one of the slowest paces in the league, I think at the slowest pace in the league, I'm telling you, take the over in their game against Toronto at 214.5. I think Toronto is going to speed them up a little bit, and the fact that Toronto's at home, I really like that over. I almost made the Portland-Miami game a top play, but there's so many college hoops games I love today. The ones that I like that didn't make my top plays, I like Purdue. I like Iowa State minus the 15.5. But all five of my top plays today are in college hoops, and I'm just going to roll right through these. I like Cincinnati plus the 1.5. Great spot for them to knock off Texas Tech. Texas Tech with that big home win. Texas Tech should be a ranked team, in my opinion. Like, they're good enough to be on that level. They just started off terrible. But I think this is a trouble spot, especially after a huge emotional win that they had over the weekend on Saturday, where they knocked off a division rival, and they beat a ranked team. And we were on Texas Tech on Saturday. So I'm going against them here and taking Cincinnati. My other top play is going to be Alabama. They burned me. My one loss on Saturday in my top five, I had Kentucky minus the 1.5. One of the best college basketball games I've watched all year, and you can take it back to last year, was Kentucky-Alabama. Just wound up on the wrong side of it. Bama is really, really good. They score a ton. Sears, I don't know if he plays at the NBA level because of his size. I hope he does. This guy drives the lane against zone defenses and waits for everyone to collapse on him, hangs in the air, and just kicks it out for three over and over and over again. Plus, he knocks down his own shots. Love Bama tonight, minus the 11.5 against Vanderbilt. Home teams in the SEC still playing true for me. I like Belmont plus the 1.5. And I love the fact Mick Cronin went out after UCLA's last win and just basically dog-walked his entire team of how disappointed. They won by 20-some points. And he's just talking about this sucks and that sucks. They're finally playing like the team he thought he had. UCLA's minus 2.5 tonight. And I know a lot of people are going to go against them because they are facing a ranked team. And this is where I would tell some of you guys, like, the rankings right now, to me, don't matter. Look at the point spreads and what they're telling you. UCLA is favored tonight, and I think it's a perfect spot for them to pull off a huge win against Wisconsin, who's the 18th ranked team in the country. Wisconsin's good. Don't get me wrong. UCLA's on par with them. That's why they're favored by 2.5, so I'm taking them tonight. And I have a doozy and an over for you. I know you guys love checking out the University of Texas San Antonio, especially when they're playing the University of Alabama Birmingham. UAB, UTSA, take the over, 162.5, one of the highest totals on the board today. Love it to go over. Those are my top five. I'll recap real quick in case I was moving too fast. I like Cincinnati. I like Alabama. I like Belmont. I like UCLA. And I like the over in the UTSA-UAB game. That's my top five. There you go.
There you go, there you man. Go. You ran right through there that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Any must-see games tonight for you, Jeremy Cohn?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a couple of really good ones in the top 25. And as I like the Bama game, I do want to watch, not just because I have interest in it playing. Vanderbilt's a decent team. They're 15-3. But make no mistake, there's a reason why Alabama's favored by 12 points over a 15-3 team. Mississippi State, Tennessee, that's a battle of top 25. I told you I was on Purdue. I like them against Ohio State. That should be a fun one. It's at Purdue. It's going to be a really tough game. There's two other games that I think are really interesting. One being Texas minus 1.5 against Missouri. I didn't make it a play. Missouri's ranked. Texas isn't. I think Texas is better than they've played, but they have played a tough schedule. And I think SMU-Louisville. I was on SMU. I scratched it out. I did not make it a play. I always do this. I write down all the games I like, and then I go in reverse for my least favorite and try to keep it under, you know, around 8 to 10 plays. And that's still a lot for most people, but I am a, you know, this is what I do. I just kind of break down the whole slate and write down everything I like and then go in reverse and cross them out. And these were the best plays, I thought.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, you made a prediction, and I know it doesn't mean anything right now because they didn't advance. You said the Ravens would be favored over the Kansas City Chiefs if they made it to the AFC Championship game, and the early odds came out right before the Ravens kicked off, and they indeed would have been favored over the Kansas City Chiefs. Why?
Because they're the better team. Like, again, I don't expect people to understand what I'm saying sometimes when I'm speaking. Like, when you look at the numbers, and analytically speaking, the Ravens are off the charts in all these categories. Yeah. And since they made the change at safety, they've been a top five defense as well. It's an absolute disappointment and an utter just... You can't imagine back-to-back years having the best team in football, and that's exactly what they've had, and they lose. And everybody told me I was crazy. They're not going to be favored in Kansas City. You're an idiot. What are you talking about? Look at the numbers and what they tell you. That's why they were favored in Buffalo in the very end. Buffalo and Baltimore were the two best teams in the AFC, regardless of record, according to the numbers. Kansas City has been just dominant all year long, finding ways to win, so that's why they sit where they're at. I even had some person write me back, go, how's that working out for you with the Ravens being favored? It's working out fine because I was right. I said, if they win, they will be favored. So it's just.
I do love when people say that, though.
Like, what? Just
how's
listen.
That working out for you?
It's working out fine.
Kansas City is favored by 2, by the way, over Buffalo.
Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl.
Having said that, nope. Jeremy, how big of a disappointment is it, really, that the Ravens are not playing on Sunday? I mean, beyond Ravens fans being disappointed, how big is that?
To me, it's huge. And again, like I say this all the time, I am a Ravens fan. I root for the team. But make no mistake about it, when they lost on Sunday night, I went right to bed. I didn't have any issues going to sleep. You've been doing this long enough. I enjoy watching sports and rooting for I'm rooting for Buffalo next week, and I don't think they're winning the game. Even with some of their douchebag fans reaching out and chiming in. But it should be a colossal. I'm so disappointed the past 2 years for the Ravens because they were so much better than everyone else last year without Derrick Henry. And by the way, by the end of the year, they were so much better than everybody else. When's the last time you remember the Ravens team going on the road and facing teams with better records and being favored in their house?
Right.
All that's all you need to know right now, knowing that they were the better team on paper.
By the way, you went to sleep. You know what Robbie and I did?
What?
Watched the original Teen Wolf. He'd never seen it before.
Oh, that's a good day. Boof. Boof is here.
Teen Wolf. That's not Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Boof is Teen Wolf?
Boof was the girl in Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. He loved it. He was laughing the whole time. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, man. Reality finally set in this morning, man, about that loss when I had to cancel my flight to New Orleans, man. Oh. You know, so, yeah. But shout out to the Ravens, man. They saving me about 10 grand from them not making it to the Super Bowl. So, hey.
Oh, man.
I'm a used car or something, man. You know, do something else with that money.
Go get yourself a Kia.
I don't know, might give me one of them smart cars to save on some gas or something, man. That can drive me around when I'm drunk. You know, you can drive by yourself. So. Yeah. Hey,
just listen, to let man. You know, man, some of my parents had those vehicles you got to plug in.
Yeah.
And they were probably 2 hours behind us coming back to New York yesterday. You know why? They had to find a charging station. Yeah. No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, only, yeah.
No, thank you.
Only down.
No,
only down
you.
For about those, man. Yeah, but listen, man. I'm kind of with Trippy now, man. I kind of want the Chiefs to win, man, because of that Bills fan base, man. That was the worst fan base I ever encountered. Out of all the 30-plus stadiums and teams I done went to and visited,
they threw
man,
a snowball you know? At you.
Oh, that was just minor, man. I got called the P word like maybe 1,000 times for no reason. Got chased around parking lots and stuff like that, man. It was just crazy. It was a bad weekend, man. I don't know what was wrong with them guys up there, man.
You know what I learned in elementary school?
What?
You are what you never mind.
Yeah.
No, you keep trying to say no.
I say you are what you eat.
Listen, I wasn't talking crass. I was just minding my business, man.
He didn't get it, so.
No, I don't.
He was saying
that,
you are what you eat and what they called. Anyway, you know what? I'm not getting into this.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, no, I'm far from that, man. You know what my record is, Rob. Don't play with me like that, man. Come on, man. You feel me? But
he's laying down his credentials. Hey,
I know.
Yeah, man.
He still doesn't get it. That's the thing about it. He still doesn't get it. Yeah. Hey, Rashawn, you're my man. You're the dude, man.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.
I don't see you. I'm throwing a snowball at you,
he's
too.
He's going to figure it out. I wanted the Chiefs to win only because I wanted the Chiefs to win. I wanted the Ravens to win number one. If the Ravens don't make it, I knew because the Chiefs were in.
I really like this Buffalo team, man. I really do. Like they're easy to root for. Their fan base, not so much.
I hate them. I hate them. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. You know what I did Sunday? One of the parents convinced me to go to a
musical.
No, what kind of church was it? No,
Latter-day Saints.
No, like not Amish, but the whole service was silence. It was silence for an hour.
Really?
Yes.
Nobody talked?
I'm going to find her text because she invited me. I'm like,
Can you watch? Can you just watch your phone then? Or do you just
no,
sit there?
It's like you got to sit there in meditation, man. Quaker.
Oh, really?
Went to a Quaker church.
They got the best oatmeal.
They didn't serve it.
The Quakers.
They didn't serve it. Dude, look, like every now and then somebody will stand up, go to the microphone and speak. They were saying things like, I'm like, I don't understand what you just said. I don't.
Did you just say hallelujah or amen?
Nobody's like, done. It's not that kind of, no, you don't get feedback. It's just, you're there in silence. I mean, I got to be honest with you. The first 30 minutes, you know, I sat there and I meditated and I was quiet. And then after 30 minutes, you know me, I'm like, all right, now I'm looking at, where's the clock? Is this hour up?
You'd hear my ass snoring.
Well.
You can't close my eyes that long.
Well, Robbie, in typical Robbie form, at one point got the giggles. He got the giggles. Like, Robbie, no. He, ooh. And Robbie, you can't do that. That's the picture you saw outside the church when he was chasing the birds?
Yeah.
That's.
You said he's always done that since he was a kid?
Since he was four, man. We lived over in Woodlawn. We used to go to that little park that had the water. He would chase the ducks. He's been chasing birds, man. He was on the street. He looked at the birds. I said, go ahead. He just started chasing them.
You know what, Rob? I think it's a good idea. I think we should go silent for an hour of our show. Let's do it for the 9 o'clock hour. And just
I don't think that's a good idea. And that's the encore for the day.
The encore, of course, brought to you by Lion's Den. Explore without limits. Embrace your curiosity. 6 locations around this area. Get in there. Go buy yourself something sexy.
Cliff in White Marsh. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, Rob. Hey, guys. You know, I've been listening the last couple of days and trying to recap the Raven game, and I might as well offer my 2 cents. You know, Rob, when you have a quarterback like this who's by far, and I mean it, by far the best player on the field, that comes with – that sounds great, and it is, but that also comes with a detriment.
Yep.
This guy honestly thinks that he can, and he does. He believes it. He feels it. That even on a play that goes south right off the get-go, that he can make a winning play on any situation out there. And that's how turnovers do happen. Buffalo lays in wait for you to turn the ball over. But he is so incredibly gifted that even he knows he's the best player on the field. And he is going to do everything he can to take a play with a bad snap from center or something like he has to just tamper it down. They just need to tamper it down a little bit and just learn to fight for the next play or the next series. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Yeah. Hey Cliff, we're coming up on a break, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Just repeat yourself. On the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Well, since President Trump got inaugurated, it's been a busy 24 hours. A lot going on, man. He's just a lot. It's just he pardoned about 1,500 January 6th defendants and 14 commutations for prisoners. He's reevaluating U.S. foreign aid. He's actually policy now that defines male and female as the only two genders. He ended DEI.
And what?
Male and female, that's it, man.
That's it.
Sorry.
So you don't have, you just have male and female bathrooms now?
I don't know if you were in here. I said, Caitlyn Jenner tweeted out, thank you, Mr. Trump, yeah. So happy you're president. And some guy said, shut up, Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to happen.
He ended DEI hiring in federal government. He's declared cartels as terrorist organizations. These are big things, because doing that with identifying terrorist organizations gives you a lot of latitude.
You didn't talk about the longitude, too, with the Gulf of America.
Yes, I didn't talk about that. That's not in here.
No, it's not.
No.
Canada, you're going to love being our 51st state. Greenland, we're going to dominate you. Panama, we're taking the canal. All that's going on, man.
Couple of national days today. Today is National Granola Bar Day. Like granola bars, guys?
I do.
Yeah. Come here, Jeremy.
What?
Today's National Hugging Day.
You want to hug?
No, I don't want to. And my mom would not like this day, Jeremy.
National Squirrel Day.
Today's Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Is it really?
Mom would not like this.
It's weird.
I found out before my mom passed and she was afraid of squirrels.
Yeah, your mom's afraid of squirrels and Rob during the show sees about 3 of them.
That's squirrel. Right. Today would have been John Chaney's birthday. Former basketball coach, Hall of Famer. Today also would have been Paul Allen's birthday, co-founder of Microsoft, also owner of the Trailblazers and the Seahawks.
And the voice of the Vikings.
Yes. No.
A different Paul Allen.
Paul Allen, different. Jack Nicklaus celebrates his 85th birthday today. I have no guessing games for you because there's no real good ones. Detlef Schrempf and Hakeem Olajuwon both celebrate their 62nd birthday today. Also celebrating his 62nd birthday, Jesse Hester. Turned 62 today as well. Rusty Greer, former baseball player, 56 years old today. I thought he was much older than that, man. It's like he played when I was like a lot younger.
Hmm. Yeah, I would have thought he was older too.
And Alan Bennis, Andy Bennis's brother,
okay,
turns 53 today.
So I don't think he should be mentioned if he's we only know him as somebody else's brother.
It's a terrible way to be known.
It is.
Hey, you're so-and-so's brother.
Jeremy Kahn, yeah. And Rob Scholes.
Yeah, see? By the way, today is also the 23rd birthday of Peyton Kahn.
Oh, happy birthday, Peyton.
My oldest,
yeah. So now I feel bad. I didn't know and I didn't announce with the others.
He was born on MLK Day, which obviously yesterday, but mm-hmm. It's the Monday following. So I tell the story all the time. They stopped the MLK Day parade for me when I found out my ex-wife was in labor. Drove through. I don't even want to tell you how fast I was driving to get to Franklin Square Hospital. Got in a car accident in the parking lot.
It's really?
In the parking lot. Somebody backed out into me.
They stopped the parade for you?
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got a couple of things here for you. I just want to say happy birthday to my son. This is an interesting one. I'm not reading that one. Why can't vegans eat pudding? You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat. Did you hear about the Canadian dinosaur who always crashed his cars? They were Torontosaurus Rex. Oh, yeah. Why do nurses like red crayons? Sometimes they have to draw blood. Joe? Oh, nothing. What's made out of leather and sounds like a sneeze? A shoe! And lastly, my balding friend bought a new wig before moving away. So I got him a comb as a parting gift. Oh, one other thing I told you. Public service announcement. When it's your dad's birthday, don't kiss your mom.
On the lips.
Yep. Hey-oh! Maybe you knew that one.
Is Bob Haney solo today?
Nope.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.